You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello folks, welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 30th of April 2023. Good evening and hello to everybody logging into the chat room there. Right, my guest on the show tonight is a lady I'm sure a lot of people know, Kimberly Ann Gogan. And we're going to be speaking to Kim in a few minutes all about the things that are going on a global level and maybe on a universal level as well. It's going to be very interesting. A lot of good information we're going to be talking about. But before we get there, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, folks, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com. Also, you can find me on patreon.com/COWL, or I'm also now on Rumble. And if you pop over to rumble.com and type in Circle of White Light Radio, you'll see me over there. I'm adding loads more videos and I'm going to be transferring over there to Rumble shortly. I'll give you some information on that. Obviously, you can, if you want to make a donation, you can use PayPal on the Circle of White Light website as well to go towards the paid forward appeal and to help support Circle of White Light. Also, t-shirts are available and you can click on the Redbubble link on the website and you can buy mugs, t-shirts, duvets, pillows, God knows what. They've loads of stuff over there. Go and check it out and see what you think anyway. But it's all Circle of White Light branding, just to support the show and support what I do there. So, right, okay, just a couple of things before we bring Kim on. The donation for May is going to be happening. I'm just in the process of sorting that out at the moment. And it's going to be going to a place called the Future Orchards Plan to establish a shared clean drinking water initiative, which is down in County Cork. Let me see, recent changes to the Cork city boundary now include Upper Glenmore. Okay, so basically they want to drill a well for clean drinking water because over here in Ireland, obviously we have our water fluoridated. The neurotoxin in the water has been in there since about 1963-64 and they won't remove it because obviously somebody's making money from it. So this initiative is all about supporting clean water, so we're happy to make a donation through the Pay It Forward appeal to this group. So I'm going to be sorting that out during the week and then we'll get some photos and stuff like that as I normally do and we'll put that up on the website so everybody can see where the money's going. So that's a good group there. We can find out more information. I'll have more information. I was going to say next week, but you know, things are changing and well, this is the thing. As you may know, as some people might know, I'm moving over to my Rumble channel and doing more videos and all that kind of stuff, pre-records, along with general information videos and moving away from my live Sunday show. Now, I know I mentioned that this Sunday was going to be the last Sunday, but after speaking to higher powers and a couple of people who listen to the show on a regular basis on Sunday, the suggestion was, would it be possible if I could do one show a month at least live for the next foreseeable future, for the next few months anyway? And I said, well, that's doable. Yes, I can do that. Maybe once a month I can do that. So what I'll do is the next show now that's going to be live for Circle of White Light Radio will be on the 28th of May, okay? So I want to kind of do the last Sunday of every month so people will know it's the last Sunday of every month. But, you know, the best thing to do is check the schedule on the website. The schedule will show you who's coming on and what's going on. And, of course, if you have any issues or there's any problems or you want to communicate with me, just send me an email to contact us at circleofwhitelight.com and I'll pick you up your email from there. And let me see. Yeah, so that's it really. Just wanted to tell you about that and what's going on. Now, I have to say, doing videos on Rumble, I'm still getting used to that, you know. It's a different kind of medium, you know. And I need to get more practice at doing videos on my Rumble channel. I mean, Kim and Sonny on UNN make it look so easy. But there's a lot more involved in it when you're doing it. Okay, so, you know, bear with me on my video on Rumble. I'll get into it and I'll get the practice and I'll chill out. But as I say, I might get a few tips from Kim and Sonny because they are much more experienced than I am on that. But, right. Okay. So I'm not going to gabble on too much. I'll bring Kim in. I'll just do a quick bio update for people who don't know who Kim is, because there's always new people tuning in to the radio show, and I have to be conscious of that. Now, Kim is the guardian of global assets and ground command, who has the highest security clearance in the world of level 74. She's been at the coalface helping to make global changes to help humanity move forward to a better world. Kim is also involved in the Global Restoration Project, along with working with the Life Force team. Well, I think that's changed now. I have to change the wording on that. She also started United Network News, which is going from strength to strength, which reports on the real global news. Thanks to Kim for having UNN and obviously the Real Talk series. I did a Real Talk with Sonny there a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure if you log into UNN, you'll see it there. And we just had the banter about the Little Red Hen principle and, you know, all them kind of things got to do with psychology and how we are as human beings and all that stuff. So that was a great chat with Sonny. I had a good bit of fun with that. But good evening, Kim. How are you doing?
Great, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad. As I said, I have to be aware, you know, that new people tune in all the time to the show. And some people might not know you, and some people, you know, I always say everybody's on a path of knowledge, and some people are further down the road than others. So I'll just say for people listening to the show tonight who are kind of new to your information, Kim, and maybe some of it will be high level, some of it might not resonate with them. So I would just say to them, you know, listen to the information, and if it doesn't resonate with you, put it on the shelf and then come back to it. And then, you know, maybe a year down the line or a few months down the line, because some of the information is going to be high level stuff, and we're going to be having a chat about that. But there's going to be other stuff that they'll know about. One of the questions will be about chemtrails. I'm sure you'll be able to give us an update on that, because I know you've talked about that on your show. But there you go. I mean, where do we start, Kim, with the chaos and mayhem? Now, I know you've been doing a lot on UNN, and I know that you've been up to your eyes because a lot has been going on. So we're going to get an update off you tonight. But what's been happening today? What's the news?
Well, this is a time of change. On the flip side of it, I did a little bit of an update on Friday on the news about exactly what is the origin of the deep state? Where did they come from? You know, how did they, what is the bloodlines? What does it mean to be a bloodline family? And all of that. And if you want, I can go into more detail about that. But they were expecting their, let's call it their kinfolk, to return to the planet, because they were always supposed to return at a time when we were going into a light timeline. So when we got to light and appeared that we were going to be winning, they were going to come back and retake the planet like they did 250,000 years ago. So they have been plotting and planning and trying to make this happen pretty much for the last 48 hours. And unsuccessfully, mind you.
Wow. So it's been chaos and mayhem still. I mean, it just seems that on a daily basis, you might think you're going to have an easy day and all of a sudden something happens and you have to go and deal with it, you know, again, sort them out.
Yeah, you know, it's mainly right now you have, I call them the Rothschildians, or the Order of the Dragon. Mm. And on the flip side of it, you have all of your generals, you know, your Jesuits and all of those folks on the other side. But they're kind of together now because they realize they couldn't win if they were not united. I wish humanity would realize that. So they have been collaborating to try to make this event happen, calculate the exact time it was going to happen. And they figured initially that that time was going to be tomorrow around sundown in Moscow. And there's a reason for Moscow. And they figured out yesterday that they were wrong. They calculated it wrong and that the time is actually 3 hours from now, actually 2 hours and 50 minutes from now. So, so much is going on relative to that, but Moscow has the gate that reaches the highest density in the multiverse here on Earth. It is basically, it's a level 9 gate, which reaches the 9th density, which is Source itself. And then we have other varying gates that reach different levels, each one tied to a different plane of existence. But that would be your soul connection. So they spent a lot of time in Moscow in the last 48 hours, for sure.
Okay. Well, you know, I've listened to a few of your UNN shows, obviously, to get a catch up on what's been going on. And as you say, things have changed where, you know, we're in charge now. You know, the system's changed, the universe has changed, Source knows that he or she is not putting up any more of this and it's time to move on. They obviously did not get the memo because they still think they can pray to Uranus or what have you, and then all of a sudden some deity's going to come in and help them. And do they not get it? I mean, how thick do you have to be to not understand? I mean, I know they're desperate because obviously they just feel that they want to have control and the power and all that. You know, megalomaniacs do that. But there's a time where you go, okay, enough's enough. We've been trying this over and over again and it's not working. There's something is telling us that this is not going to happen. Let's just kind of put down the old, the guns and smoke the peace pipe and get things rolling and try and, you know, try and get something from this where we don't get wiped out or whatever, you know?
Well, and these are lessons that humanity can learn from right now too. On their side of it, they are splices. So it's not completely human DNA. And that's why they try to maintain those bloodlines. It is from one place or another, not always human. You can say that some of them are a demon splice. It's a genome that they – anyway, it's been going on for many, many years, about 250,000 years that those lines have existed on this planet. So they feel like they are the elite because they're not human and we're just human. And believe it or not, it's better to be just human than be who they are. But they feel like they're entitled. They feel like they are superior. They have been told since birth that they are the elite. They are of a superior race than the human race. You're not like everybody else. You're smarter. You're faster. You're this, you're that. You know, we pray to a God that's far higher than their God, you know, so to speak. And this is how they really think. Now on our side of it, you know, the transfer over to a light timeline basically means that the light is in charge. Us being of organic life and light beings ourselves, on most days anyway, we are going to see another version of ourselves emerge in a positive way. You know, there'll be DNA repair over time. There's more light coming in. You'll start to realize some of the skills that you haven't been able to use in a long time. But we need to never think that we are superior. We need to never get to that place where we are the elite. You know, that's all of us. Because the oppressed automatically want to become the oppressor. And I've seen it even before funding happens. You know, I've seen it in when we were doing assemblies. I've seen it in people around me. The ego is the worst thing that happens to people, you know.
Big time.
So, yeah, I mean, so that's kind of how they feel about themselves. They feel that, you know, why would their brethren, so to speak, not come and save them? They don't understand. You know, we did the job, you know, they think.
But the timeline has shifted. We're not on that timeline anymore. That's why they're not coming, because we're on a different timeline, surely.
Yep, we're on a different timeline, and that was actually a choice of Source itself. You know, you can fight many things in this world, but you can't fight God, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand. So the people that were above them would have understood, you know, the coven masters, the covens, they would have understood that it's over. You know, would they have told the people below them? I don't know. Probably not. Maybe not even out of spite. I mean, who knows? But these people really don't know what is happening. And, you know, you asked me some questions right before we got on about, like, the financial system and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, the entire world's governments, plural, are waiting for an alignment with Uranus or some other planet.
Mm-hmm.
For money, yeah. For funding.
And can I say, make a comment, and I don't know how true this is, but the fact that, and this is not just for the Irish government, but most governments, as you say, they're waiting on funding. They have been promised, their politicians over here, because I'm in Ireland, and I'm going to say Ireland, they have been promised the earth by their superiors. And they're told that, yeah, you're going to have a Willy Wonka chocolate factory golden ticket. And we'll take care of you if you just do what we tell you to do. And they actually believe them, not realizing that as soon as they do what the elites want them to do, they're going to be chucked by the wayside and they're going to be left to the public. And when the public find out what they've done, they're really going to be in trouble. So their politicians think they're going to be taken care of. I mean, these people are psychopaths. Why would they take care of them?
Well, they're power brokers. You know, government people are power brokers. You know, they have always in the past come through with what they've promised, and they haven't been able to do that in years now. Mm. So they're a little bit confused, and they're also scared. Mm. Because if you step out of line, you know, and you're a member of the order, one or another, then, you know, they kill you. They defame you. They put you in fake elite jail, I call it. You know, when you go in one door and out the other, like, you know, Epstein and all the others. Mm. You know, it's honestly fear and greed.
So is Epstein dead, or has he been moved to a different location?
Last I had looked, which it's been several months, because I was asked that question, he's actually was in Iceland.
Right. Okay. And is there a reason why, I mean, obviously they faked it, obviously, but is he singing and giving up evidence, or did they just take him out to protect them, or what was the situation?
They do that a lot. You know, people go to jail and then they allegedly commit suicide in their cell and then they go out the back door. It's a form of global immunity. They get a whole new identity, you know, they move somewhere else and, you know, they might look like that guy, but that's not their name. You know, they change their face and whatnot up a little bit and that's it. You know, and they go on to live their life. I mean, you can wipe anybody out of the system.
Yeah.
Like they don't exist.
Yeah, I'm sure they can do that. And the situation you mentioned earlier on about timelines, there seems to be people talking about multiple timelines. Are we now on just one timeline, or is there still multiple timelines out there?
No, there were many, many timelines. It was the Triune of Universes timelines. And there were thousands. At one point in time, and sometimes they overlap, sometimes they cross. It's, and I'm sure you've felt moments of like deja vu in your life.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I've done this before. Mm. And that sometimes is the reason why, oftentimes that happens moreover during times when lines might cross, because, you know, we've all done this before. probably many, many times. I know I have. And now it's not a timeline anymore. The need for timelines is no longer. So we are back to crystalline time, which is what it always was before the invasion.
So these abilities that are going to be coming online that you mentioned earlier, I mean, how will we know how to use them? You know, it's like, you know, I've heard you and other people have said about all the certain abilities that we're going to get back and we're going to use. But if you don't know how to use, you know, psychokinesis or whatever ability we have, or telepathy, or, you know, if we don't know how to use them, because surely we have to be trained how to use them and use them sensibly and properly.
Well, you know, there's always going to be education. You know, the key to our future, everybody might think it's money and funding and just throwing money all over the place and the world will change. Well, it absolutely won't. In order to change the world, there are many different factors that will need to change and need to be taken into account. But one of the main things that we need to take into account is education. Now, immediately everybody's mind goes to our kids and young adults and maybe some technical college training. But no, there's a lot of education that needs to take place. People don't understand what is possible. You know, that we've been living in an oppressed world for so long, generation after generation after generation. You know, we think the only mode of transportation is a plane, train, or an automobile, possibly a boat, you know.
Yeah.
However large it is. But that's not true. You know, we don't need to fill our, you know, a lot of us already know this, but we don't need to fill our tanks with gas and drive on roads made of tar and all the other toxic things that they put into this world. You know, the education process is going to be huge. We're going to all need to take driver's ed again in the future. Do you know how to drive a flying car, Alan?
No, not at this moment in time. I'd like to be able to fly myself,
well,
though.
The
That'd
other
be great.
Thing, and then, you know, I would say for those that actually use a tin can, so to speak, to travel from one place to another, which is actually technically time travel, because you're traveling through time, not space. When you're going from one galaxy to another and whatnot, most of those ships are driven with the mind.
Wow.
Because they're, it's organic.
Yeah. Well, see, all this is part of the learning that we're going to have to learn how to do it. All this change, because the programming that we've received over the years, you know, it's just what's possible. I mean, I always have a laugh about this because they, you know, they talk about the rockets and all this technology, and yet we just can't get past that combustion engine that we've had for 120 years. We just can't get past that. But yet we can send the rocket up and we can do this and do that. But, you know, the old combustion engine, we still hang on to that. You know, Nikola Tesla was doing free energy, demonstrating free energy on the White House lawn, apparently in 1902. So we know they have the technology. You know we have the technology. You've seen it and you've spoken to people about it. So what we need to really see is the release of this new technology. And one of the things that you did mention was this neutrino device. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, the sun is what supplies us here on Earth with neutrinos, and it's a type of energy. It's all natural. It's not harmful to humans in any way. It can run on voltage only, which is the healthiest way for humans. It can be altered to retrofit into an AC-DC current, volts and amps, but essentially, with the right materials, it will conduct this energy constantly. And one of these small little boxes is enough for your entire home for about 50 years. And there's a one-time charge for it. So now you can see, if you were the elite, you were greedy, you wanted to control everything, you would want to stick with the power grid versus, you know, the free energy version, so to speak.
Well, when you mentioned that on the show, I thought, now, wow, that's brilliant. It's a 7 kilowatt device. It's 8 inches by 8 inches. It will power, power for your house or whatever for 50 years. And I think the sale price is about $5,000 to €5,000 if it's released, obviously, if and when it's released now. Are we in a position for that to be released, or will they be stopped from doing it?
Yeah, no, they've already produced them. It's actually a Russian scientist that produced the box. And I'm sure there's many other companies out there that have made them. He's already been in negotiations with several different governments to utilize them, maybe initially in order to work in cooperation with the grid, but it's not necessary now, they know that. So it would be almost like this is technically solar power. You know, if you want to call it something, you can call it solar power, but you don't need the panels. It's just the box because of the materials that are in it. So there's a few different ways it can be rolled out step by step. It can be rolled out as part of the grid and lowering the cost to produce the electricity, getting away from caustic materials such as nuclear power, and some other things that are honestly national security risks. And we can sort of integrate these in that way. And then in areas where there are no grids and there is no power, you can just drop this anywhere in the world and use it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the idea and the concept behind it is brilliant. And I know there's a comment on the chat saying €5,000 is very expensive. Is it for the rich people? No, look, mass production of something like that would bring down the price, and I'm sure it'll be a lot cheaper. And anyway, if things work out with funding and stuff like that down the line, then that won't be a concern. But what we have to be very careful with, and I hear this all the time, Kim, and something that we have to let people remind people about, is that when you're bringing out something that's going to have a massive effect on an existing technology that's out there, like the actual grid, we have to do it in a very mature and adult way, because all them people working for the electric companies and everything else have families, have mortgages, have bills to pay. And if we were just to flood the market with free energy devices, then it would have a massive impact on all them people and our jobs and everything else. So we have to do it in a way that it's organic and we can change over. And maybe then people could be hired by the new company and do something like that. But we have to be kind of responsible when we start rolling out this technology, and maybe over a gradual period of time rather than, you know, within a few years, because we just have to be careful and be responsible. I think you'd agree with that.
Well, and we also have to look at the educational aspect that's going to have to happen. So you've got this box and it powers your house and it can be retrofitted. What do we do with the existing electricians? You know, we're going to have to show them, this is going to be an education process on how do you install this? How do you use it? How do you, you know, integrate it? Can we change out the wiring in the house? If it's a brand new house, do we install different wiring for voltage only? I mean, that would be the better way, right? I mean, and then we have to educate the homeowners too. And not just the homeowners, the big businesses, you know, on how it works. How many do you need? You know, how many kilowatt hours do you use? You know, do you anticipate using based on, you know, the size of the structure? And then there's people. You know, what happens if, you know, say there's a flood? You know, that stuff happens, mm-hmm. You know, and your device is damaged. Now we need to show people how to repair them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole new industry. It's the same thing with the flying car incident. You know, like we talk about, well, you can't drive a flying car right now. You know, well, we don't know how to do that. We're all going to go to driver's ed again, you know, so we can now drive a different car. How do we police so everybody's not crashing into each other and it doesn't become sky bumper cars?
Yeah.
You know, what do we do with the airline industry? What's going to happen there? Well, you know, we have to start really, truly thinking about everything that goes into the introduction of something new, even just one thing. Now, everybody's talking about we're going to introduce thousands and millions, if not hundreds of millions of new things to people. You know, how is the average everyday person that you see riding the subway next to you, what are they going to do? What are they going to do when their cell phone is not a regular cell phone anymore? What are you going to do if CNN and BBC went out offline? What do you do? Mm. Where do you get your news from? Mm. Do you need that news? You know, we have to really consistently be 10 steps ahead of what comes next. What if, you know, and so people like on the chat, you just mentioned, say $5,000 is very expensive. Well, if you've lived in your home for any amount of time, how much money does that cost you a month? Oh, okay. Let me calculate that out. And they're selling solar panels right now for $30,000, $50,000, depending on the size of your home. And they're enormous and they take up half your yard and, you know, or your garden. What are you going to do?
Well, let's just for argument's sake, the person on the chat room said it's very expensive. What if your electricity bill stopped tomorrow and you installed an Adreno device, and instead of you paying your electricity bill, that money that you pay each month goes towards the payment of the Adreno device, and when it's fully paid, that's it for 50 years. I mean, we have to apply a bit of logic here, but you know, you have to think, folks, rather than just have questions about it. People have to start engaging the brain and start thinking, well, we could look at a method that could be done where it is affordable. And that's what would be done, because it's not about the rich. It's about helping people, but it all has to be done.
And then the other benefits, you're off the grid.
Yeah.
You don't have that toxic electricity, those meters, right? And a lot of the other stuff that goes along with regular electricity. You know, it's horrible for you. It's horrible for your energy. It's actually the amps that are. But irrespective of that, you know, it's going to take time to roll out things. These things are already built. They're already working. Now, if you, you know, take a look at yourself and say you came up with this bright idea and you came up with a new health cure, or you came up with a new box, or you came up with a new car or something like that, and you worked hours and hours and hours and did all the formulas, figured it out, tested it, figured out how long it's going to last, and then everybody said, nope, nobody's paying you for that. You just need to give that to everybody now. Mm. You know, and then, of course, there's the materials that go into making the thing. Mm. So you also have to figure out a way to pay for that for everybody too.
Yeah. Well, look, there has to be an exchange of energy somewhere along the line. It's only fair that, you know,
yes,
you know, it has to be done in whatever way that is. It doesn't have to be cash. It could be something else. You know, it could be, you know, but I do kind of agree with the exchange of energy, especially if people are putting in a lot of time and development and their own money into something. There has to be an exchange, but a fair exchange of energy and not ridiculous amounts of where a corporate company would come in and they'd sell that Neutrino device, which has happened in the past where somebody's invented something and then all of a sudden there's a retail chain and a channel and you have middlemen, and before you know it, it's produced for 5,000, but by the time it gets to the end retailer, they're selling it for 50,000, and you think, now it's just gone stupid, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, the way we exchange goods amongst each other has always been put into what I call pinch points. So the creation of global chain stores or even nationwide chain stores and grocery stores and all of these types of things, you know, I understand they're convenient, but you can also see how quickly they can change the price of food, like is what's happening now. They can choose whether or not you receive the food or not receive the food. And this is what I've been saying for well over a year now. Grow your own food. If not, then form cooperatives with, you know, farms in your general area. Drive once a month, pick up a box of this or that, you know, can the vegetables, do whatever it is you need to do, because you're going to save so much money.
And
I understand it's, you know, it's not convenient as going into your local grocer, but then you wouldn't be having this problem when we all walk into the grocery store nowadays and, you know, our jaw drops to the floor if you can find eggs.
Yeah. And over here in Ireland at the moment, because of the retailers, the big retailers are trying to price out the farmers. They're looking at importing milk into Ireland. into Ireland. Ireland has a massive dairy industry, and where they're looking to import the milk in because they're trying to cut the throat of the farmers and really cut the price in the milk. When the farmers are saying, there's no point of us producing any milk because we're losing money on it. So what's the point? So then they're going to look at importing. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's gone nuts. But you know what, Kim? Somebody said to me in the early days of this individual waking up, I said that about community. I said, we have to get back to community. And at the time, he kind of was new to all of this and he wasn't aware of what I really meant by that. And now, 5 months down the line, now he's actually talking about community and we have to go back to community and grow food and all that. And I said, exactly. That's where we're going to go because they're pumping all our food. I mean, this new stuff, I think it's called a peel or something. This stuff where they're going to coat the fruit and the veg so it lasts longer. And it's a coating on the food. God knows what's in it anyway. And,
They already do that here in America.
You already have that, do you?
They actually, radiate imported fruits and vegetables and into the country. Yes.
Okay. So, well, it's over here. I think it's called a peel. If you look for a sticker on your food over here in Europe, anyway, I think it's something called a peel or something like that, and it'll tell you that it's a coating on it just to make the actual veg and the fruit last longer. And I wouldn't be kind of eating it, to be honest with you. Right, Kim, we have loads of questions to ask, we have to go through, but also there's a couple of things that we have to talk about first, because people have said they'd like to know more about it. And as I said at the beginning of the show, some of this stuff is going to be high level stuff, folks, so you know, if it doesn't resonate, put it on the shelf. By the way, for the people in the chat room and listening, if you go over to YouTube and type in Neutrino Device on YouTube, you'll actually see the actual device on YouTube. And you'll see the size of it. It's about 8 inches by 8 inches there. Okay. People want some clarification on the Silent Circle. So can you tell us a bit about who they are? Because they seem to be new on the scene and they seem to be getting a lot of things done.
I would say they're only most recently started to participate again in what's happening.
Okay.
Like I said, they actually ran security. You know, obviously I had a contact point and all of that, but they did that for me a long time ago, back in about 2013 to maybe 2017 or so, till I arrived here. 2016. And, you know, they're not a new group in the world. They've been around a long time. Most people don't even know who they are. Best way I could probably describe them would be, you know, if you've, like I said, if you've seen the John Wick movies, you know, you have the table that's behind it all. And then you have the elder and whatnot, you know, as it's portrayed in the movie. This group is similar. They do have a table as well, or a group. That's who I call the Silent Circle. You know, it's about 12, 13 people there. They are from all over the world. And I would say that these people have been around for a long time. They've been integrated into society. No names you would recognize from the internet, that's for sure. I know a lot of people have speculated that they were the IRA, they were this, they were that. And I would tell you they are all of them and none of them at the same time. They are a force to be reckoned with unto themselves. And, you know, after looking into things, so once we lifted the veil on the Moscow gateway, that's an upper gate, then that's when they sprung into action because they knew we won. You know, the light side won. So they started working toward our side of it. So I, you know, they're kind of like watched everything for a long time. They watched us, meaning the side of the light, work, and then they watched the side of the darkness work, and they didn't know who was going to come out the winner, so they sort of stayed out of it. They wouldn't take contracts against us over here or them over there. They kind of, you know, just remained neutral, continued to do their own businesses until it was apparent that we won. And once they figured that out, they were like, okay. So they were asked to buy the other side to just give them through the weekend. Just give us through the weekend. And we'll come out victorious by, you know, Monday or whatever. But of course that didn't happen, you know, and they know it now. So they'll be back into action this week.
So this Silent Circle, obviously this is new. I've heard you just start to talk about them, and they were obviously sitting on the fence. So are they human or are they mixed or
yes.
They are human. Okay.
No.
They're not human.
Yeah, they are 100% human. They're okay. Not spliced.
Okay.
They are, you know, they have a lot of knowledge because they've worked with everybody, but for nobody, if that makes any sense.
Well,
you know, so they sent them into a lot of places. I would tell you, I'm sure, I can pretty much say this with certainty, that they do have communication with others, have worked for others on both sides directly. Mm. I would say they have access to a lot of scientific knowledge. They obviously knew more than the remaining deep state and cabal when it came to the timing of what was happening this weekend.
Okay, so you know, question for you. With them, are they like a hired gun, or were they just waiting to see who was going to win and then they'd go with them? I mean, because it sounds to me like, you know, I'm trying to find out where their morals are, you know, their where their frequency is at. Are they there for the good of mankind? Are they there just to see, well, whoever wins, we'll go with them, so they weren't too bothered either way? I mean...
I wouldn't say that, you know. I could say, you know, to you, Alan, like, well, you obviously have in your mind a job, so to speak, or a role within the new framework of the light that you would like to do. Hmm. You know, you could probably think of something that would be ideal for you going forward. And as a something you had to get up, not had to, something you chose to get up and do every day.
Yeah.
Then there's your day-to-day job. Well, if I'm going to live, eat, and feed my family, then I'm going to have to go to this building, clock in and clock out every single day, you know?
Yeah.
But this isn't what I want to do, but this is what I have to do. So you can think of it on a much higher scale with these people. I would say that they do what they need to do to feed their family. Mm. You know, over time, they have become what they had to become in order to survive in the world of the glass ceiling. You know, where if you're not one of their bloodlines, so to speak, you are obviously an inferior being.
Okay.
And this is their mentality, once you get to a certain level in business, you know, you can have your small business, do your little tinkering around. Isn't that cute, right? As long as you pay your taxes, you know, which amounts to more than half of what you make over time, or buy things from our corporations, you're fine. You're feeding the system. But when you get to a level of, you know, you've created a new widget, or a scientific breakthrough, or anything like that, you know, it's eat or be eaten in their world.
Yeah.
So if you don't become some kind of different version of yourself, you know, you won't survive. Mm. You know, the people in your peripheral, you know, that created the widget that, you know, flies the planes, so to speak, or flies the cars – You know, they probably know those people. Mm. You know, but they can't bring out technologies either.
So basically, although they're a force to be reckoned with, they are also controlled by the current situation. Well, they were controlled before the light won.
The illusion possibly of that would have been the case. So I don't know about you, Alan, but I grew up in a really bad area of the U.S., a rough area, let's just say. Not the worst, not the best, but and at the time when I was growing up, you started hearing a lot more about the Crips and the Bloods and the gangs. Mm-hmm. Well, that was my neighborhood. And obviously you've all seen me on video. I'm obviously white and I was the minority, in this area, and I had to learn to fight. Did I want to fight? Did I want to get into fight with other people? You know, did I want to, you know, take Muay Thai and, you know, have to watch my back when I was walking home from school? You know, did I want to do all that? I didn't want to do all that. I had to do that. Mm. Or I wasn't going to make it home, at least with not my nose in the middle of my face.
Yeah.
And it happened many, many times, but I had to. Mm. I had to become that so that I could actually survive and make it to and from school. And at the time, if you didn't go to school, you were, you know, your parents got a call from the truancy officer. And there was no, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. Where were we going to go? Mm. You know, my parents couldn't exactly just up and move, you know, at the time. So you become what you have to become to survive. Mm. And these people are no different. If you are going to make money in this world, you have to be that person.
Yeah. But do they feel now that they know that the light has won and that it's all, everything's on the up, that they can now get involved actively in a positive way to help make a change and move us forward?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like. They are willing to assist with a lot of the cleanup. They are willing to, you know, in the world of big players, there aren't that many, you know, either that are outside the bloodline family and manage to become a player. And this group is one of those groups over time. And it's been hundreds of years. They're not new. They've been around a long time. And, you know, the one thing I can actually say about them is they, you know, they do have an honor code. You know, they have things you do, things you don't do. You know, mm-hmm. you don't, you know, you stay over here, you do this, you do that. And it's not a control aspect of it. It's more of a, you know, Alan, we're neighbors. Would mm-hmm. you kindly, you know, if your dog, whatever's on my front lawn, could you please clean it up?
Mm.
You know? Yeah. I mean, that's things like people do,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. It's a mutual respect for each other.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't, and eventually I'm going to scoop all that poop and I'm going to put it on your lawn, Alan.
Ah, mm-hmm. Oh, no, just stick it through the letterbox. That's what
I'll stick it through the letterbox. How's that? If that makes you happy.
Okay. Let's
the cabal, the deep state does not have that. They have no, you know, we are inferior cattle. You
yeah.
know, we are animals. We need to feed this system or we become useless eaters in their mind. And the faster we're terminated, the better.
Well, we are the cockroach to them, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes. Listen, we've loads to crack on with. So we'll fly through some of these. Right. Let's see. Right. Now, Kim, obviously the work that you do on UNN and what you're exposing and what you're doing opens up to a lot of people wanting to attack you. And even for me, I mean, a lot of people don't know Circle of White Light Radio, but I've had my fair share of attacks from people and comments and all that kind of stuff being done. You know, the one thing I see quite common with these attacks, generally the people don't know you. They don't know you personally. They don't really know your background. They haven't researched it. They haven't checked you out to see what you've been involved in. And I mean, what you're doing with UNN I don't know anybody else globally who's doing what you're doing with UNN. And I mean, starting that off and building it up to what it is now. And I know it's going to grow even more and it's going to expand. But I suppose, look, it's part of, it's the scars of what we do. As soon as you put your head above the pulpit, you know, the attacks come, and most people who've come out and started to talk about things get attacked. But obviously you most, because of the job that you do. Have you seen a decrease or increase in that over the years now, or over the last few months, with everything that's been coming, been happening with the elites and all that kind of stuff?
You know, in my world, there's different levels of attacks. Mm. You know, there's energetic attacks, psychic attacks. They use black magic workers against me all the time on that level. You know, the cabal, deep state or whatever, does their rituals, you know, and I'm sure they throw some nasty stuff my way. I've seen those becoming less and less as they have less people. Talented people, let's put it that way, on their end of it. I would say I see definitely that decreasing over the last several months. You know, I would say on that front. On the other front, as far as starting UNN and the attacks that I get, like people, angry people on chat rooms, I don't really know. You know, in my world, that's not an attack. That's a person with a problem. I don't know, an angry person. Mm. He wants to yell at somebody, and it might as well be me. Mm. You know, I'm not really sure. They do talk a lot. I know that. I hear about it from time to time. But for the most part, you know, I only have 24 hours in my day at this moment in time. I work probably somewhere between 10 to 18 of them on any given day. Mm. I have so much energy that is utilized to do what I do. You know, I'm running computers. I'm running the intelligence system. I'm running the media system. I'm running the alpha system. I'm running the, you know, and I'm running operations on any given day. I probably run 20 different ops, maybe 30, 50. Mm. Do you think I get upset, like, or when someone says on a radio show something, or on a YouTube thing something, or a chat room? Mm-hmm. That's not my enemy. They're not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
They're not going to come to my home, guns a-blazing, you know, with an M16 and tell me how my life is going to end now. Mm. You know, that's not, they're just angry people talking on a chat. Mm.
Just venting, basically, venting.
Yeah, I mean, look, I realize what I'm telling people is something different. I am not saying anything that most people, I mean, with some exceptions, obviously grow your own food. A lot of people are talking about that in a number of different things in that context. But what I'm saying to you challenges your belief systems. Mm. You know, it challenges everything you've known since you were a child. Mm. It's challenged my mind. You know, growing up a little Catholic girl, you know, it has challenged my belief systems. But the one thing I've said, and I will repeat it again, the key to moving forward into the future for humanity, even after funding comes and even after the cabal is dead and even after all these things take place, or they're out of power, at least, or dead, either way, we're okay with that. But you must leave room in your cup. And I'm not talking about just for me or for what I'm saying or what Alan's saying or what anybody's saying. You know, if your cup is full, there is no room for anything else. Mm. The world is going to change rapidly. Mm. And you are going to hear a lot of new ideas from many different directions. And if you keep your cup full, you will have no room to allow for anything new.
Well, it goes,
a new partner, a new friend.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know, new partners, new ideas, new technologies, new things, new ways of doing things. Everybody thinks this is the way you brush your teeth. You've been doing that your whole life exactly in the same way. What happens if there's something, a different way to take care of your teeth that you never thought about before? Mm. You don't brush them anymore. You do this. Are you going to say, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep doing it my way. You know, I'm just saying there's different ways to do lots of things, and you're going to see that. And if you don't leave a little bit of room, and then there's respect too. You know, if you expect to get respect from other people, then you have to give respect as well.
Totally.
So you don't have to agree with someone's way of doing things. Maybe they put their pants on over their head first. I don't know, but that's their choice. Mm. And you could give them your opinion, even though they don't ask for your opinion. Well, you're doing it wrong. You put your pants on wrong. Every day I watch you do it. You put them on wrong every day. And here's how you should do something. Well, eventually, you know, the pants land where they belong and they're zipped up before they leave the house. So does it really matter how they do it? Mm. And your way may be right for you, but it might not be right for somebody else. You know, we have to be able to look at each other and say, oh, that's different. I think I'll keep doing what I'm doing over here, but that's different. That's interesting. Mm. You know, can we not, do we have to snap? And do we have to give our opinion to someone else who doesn't want your opinion? Have you asked them, do you want my opinion?
Yeah.
Before you open your mouth and start blabbing?
See, that's what I mean. It, for me, always goes back to human nature. And this is why I talk about the fluid belief system and the little red hen principle and all that, because it goes back to who we are as human beings and how we interact with each other and the way we treat each other. And as I say, you should never put somebody on a pedestal, because there's only one way to go, and that's down. We all have our flaws. We all make mistakes. What human, and that's just the way it is. But what we do is try and be the best we can, as much as we can. The fluid belief system, and as Kim said there, means that if you have to challenge all your belief systems, and what you know today might change tomorrow because something new comes in, and for that something new to come in and for you to take that on board, your glass has to be a bit empty at the top for that new information to come in. Because if you have a full glass with all your belief systems in it and you're not prepared to change, well then guess what? You won't be able to fit it in the glass and it'll just spill over. So it's important that, again, I know I kind of promote it because that's what we have to do. We have to have a fluid belief system, and we have to, entertain information. We don't have to believe it. We can ask for evidence, but at least park the ego, entertain the information and go, that's interesting. Do you have any evidence to back that up? And that's what I kind of, you know, Kim, I normally promote that anyway. Okay. Let's go over to a few questions. So it's a few of the things that I want to talk about, but we'll get them at the end because they're more the positive stuff. So I'm just going to throw a few questions out there. And Kim, if you don't know these or you don't know anything about them, don't worry about it. No problem at all. So Richard sent over a couple of questions, and he said he does video podcasts, and he wants to know what area should he concentrate on with his humor, allegory, and monologues. He thinks food is extremely important in encouraging others to grow and get out of the house.
I would agree with that. I would agree with if you take a look at everything that is wrong with how we live our lives, you know, from antiquated technologies or even just things you can do that, you know, we normally pay $50 for a device that does it, you can do at home for free. You know, there is a different way to do everything. And right now, everything is so expensive. I'm sure it is in Ireland as it is here.
Yeah.
That we need to think of all the things that we do that we spend our hard-earned money on. And how can we do it differently right now in order to make a difference in your lives and your life and the life of the viewers, you know, or your listeners? I would be 100% focused on those types of things, because, you know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But right now, people could use some solutions. Oh, I never thought about washing my clothes that way, or I never thought about this and how to cut down on your electric bill, and do those devices work? There's all these devices out there, you know, you can hook up to your main breaker box that supposedly saves you electricity by using these certain crystals and whatnot. Has anybody tried them? Does anybody know if they actually work? You know, all of these things I think are probably the most important thing that I could do to help people right now. I mean, health tips, things you can do at home. That's, you know, we put out a lot of shows from Lisa, GHWC. She's been on your show, Alan.
Yeah.
Every week, every Thursday. We do health tips every Wednesday. You know, different things that you can try without spending ridiculous amounts of money, and some things you can just do at home. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on as far as, you know, what to talk about and how to help people.
Yeah, totally. And from the video blog point of view, I would say humor. And because laughing at them for the mistakes, because it's just ridiculous now. They pushed out the COVID, right? People are beginning to realize that that was all a scam. Then they said, okay, we need the war. Start the Ukraine war. People are beginning to realize that's a scam. Now they're trying to bring another virus called Arcturus. And God, I don't know, the monkey pox, then it'll be the canary pox, then it'll be the cat pox and the cat virus. And the people are beginning to realize, because it seems to be, Kim, that they have a limited amount of time. They know they've lost. There's a limited amount of time, and they're literally throwing the toys out of the pram, but they're literally throwing everything at us. Now, if they were to do it over a period of 20, 30 years plus, then, you know, excuse me, the totalitarian tiptoe, you know, bit by bit, people mightn't see it. But now it's a case of, instead of putting the frog in the pot and turning the heat up gradual, they've just put the heat on full. The frog's kind of woken up to it and, you know, said, I'm not having this, and jumps out of the pot. So I think that, you know, humor, laughing at them, and solutions, and looking for solutions to give people, rather than, because we know what the problems are. I mean, I've on my old radio show with my co-host Steve, we covered so many issues out there of everything that's going on. I think it's time now to start saying, right, we know what the problems are, just focus on the solutions. And if we can use a bit of humor to have a dig at them, hey, why not?
And you're never going to see them get on TV and go, we're so sorry. You know,
yeah.
They're never going to apologize. They're not going to jail. The white hats aren't arresting anybody. You know, forget about Gitmo. All that stuff never happens. These people go in. If they do get arrested, it's a publicity stunt. And then they go in one door and out the other door. And then they get a whole new identity and they're living in another country somewhere. Mm. This does not happen. You know, you can't even kill them, right? They throw on a mask and they still pretend, they get a new actor to play the role. You know, no matter what you do, they're playing this movie, you know, over there. And the unfortunate part is the script has ended. So there's no more orders coming from anyone. You know, the movie, you know, the role that they're playing, mm-hmm. Today you're going to play the vaccine guy, Mr. Gates, you know. The script has stopped coming, but they don't really know what they're doing. You know, they don't have the outcome that they used to have. Okay. So, you know, we had a pandemic. I mean, that's a given. Will another pandemic fix the last pandemic? Is this going to bring you money in some way, shape or form? How are you going to keep the governesses going? You know, our nannies. You know, the government's going. How are you going to keep militaries going? Who's going to pay for the war? Where's the money? You know, eventually, you know, where'd you buy the arms from? Where'd you get them from? Probably some, you know, war dogs or mafias or somebody. I don't know. You know, and I'm sure you owe these people money by now. Where are you going?
So
that's the problem.
So what about the fact that they're still trying to push things like the wokey pokey stuff and the bug food?
Do you have to eat it?
Well, exactly. We don't have to eat it. We just have to make people aware that it's out there. And once people know what's in it, the ingredients, just avoid it. I mean, that would be enough. And the same with the cashless society. More and more people are beginning to go back to cash, which is great to see.
Well, yeah, exactly. And in all honesty, that number has barely ticked because most of the world has done business in cash for a long time. You know, if you are in, you're not in Europe and you're not in, you know, America, North America, Canada, you know, most people transact in cash because it's the exchange rates are ridiculous. You know, often 20 to 30%. You know, that's number one. Number two, you know, in order to for you to settle out on those cards we've been swiping for decades now, you know, then there's another fee for that. And by the time you get done with the merchant card processing fees and the exchange rates, you know, you can wipe out 50% of your income as a merchant. Mm. Now, who can afford that?
And I think that's
then you have to raise your prices.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to stop shopping at your shop, your little local shop, and then they're going to go back to, you know, the big box stores.
And of course, you know, they're threatening and talking and putting mRNA in the food as well. So this is why we have to go back to community and start trying to do the community thing with the food. Another question from Richard, he said, and again, you mightn't be aware of this, but he said, he thinks that something will happen right after their coronation of obviously Charlie going to be coronated. I don't know whether that's going to be fake anyway, because I think the Stone of Destiny is not available and it has to be underneath the throne for him to do the coronation. So there's no security at the House of Commons. So Richard says there's no security at the House of Commons for the night sitting. He has learned there will be no MPs there for 6 weeks. This has never happened. His contact thinks that it's why something big will happen. Thoughts on that would be handy.
Okay. Now, I'm going to preface this with, does it matter who sits in that chair and how does it change your life?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, number one. Number two, he or it or whatever that is a bloodline family, quite obviously. Is he taking orders from someone else? The answer to the question is yes. It's always yes. He is not the head of anything. He has definitely never been the head of the order, that chair, the queen, or otherwise. I would tell you that I know for a fact that what you saw running around as the queen was not the queen. That was not a human. I would tell you that Balfour Castle holds a lot of secrets. Are they going to do something to, I call him Chucky. I'm not a fan. Never been a fan. You know, I know a lot of secrets about him. I would say to you that possibly, there has been talk, I know I've heard this chatter, that Prince William holds the bloodlines of both the light and the dark, and therefore they want to put him in the chair because they think that he can participate in either side and or control both sides or something like that. Are they going to do something about it? I don't know. I can tell you that he's pretty much bowed out from all of that. He has no interest in doing that. You know, they tried to play off that joke as an April Fool's joke about him appointing his grandson, you know, as the next king, the successor to the throne. Mm. That's not a joke, actually, because nobody wants to do what he's doing right now. Mm. I know that for a fact. So is somebody going to do something? Have they failed to pay the bill? I don't know. Meaning the bill to keep everything running. I know that the British government is on running on fumes right now. I know that for sure. As far as what's going to happen on the coronation day, I have no idea. But the one thing I can tell you is last week, I do know that the Silent Circle has run deep into Parliament, Bank of England, and the Treasury Department over there. And I would expect to see them coming out more guns a-blazing. It's part of the reason why you saw the chairman of the BBC quit. Yeah. Resign, I guess you would say. He resigned. You're going to see a lot more resignations in the near future in the UK.
Any chance of the Silent Circle taking a visit to where Dáil over here and the Irish government and doing something interesting with them?
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, I'd like to put that request out for them to come over here and pay a visit, because not only will they probably crack up laughing what they find, but they might find it entertaining while they're doing a bit of a cleanup as well. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, see, the politics has always belonged to the order in the past. And, you know, these people, you know, it's the one you know or the one you don't know, you know. Are they going to – I have already started to see changes in the world that I've never seen happen, and it's got nothing to do with white hats or anything. You know, I have the intelligence system. I know who these people are. I know who's going into all these places. I know who's going into the White House. I know who's going into the Treasury Department, Department of Treasury. I know, you know, who's been to the Capitol building. I see them in multiple countries, Afghanistan. They've been all over. So I expect to see some serious changes starting next week.
Well,
in the public eye.
Well, it'd be brilliant to see changes over here in Ireland, because now I've been told, I don't know how true this is, maybe you can confirm it, Kim, that only 30% of the revenue collected in Ireland actually goes to the country, and 70% goes over to the Rothschilds, Swiss banks over there. Would you be able to confirm that, or would you know anything about that?
Yeah, 80% actually.
Oh, 80. Oh, wow.
80% of your taxpayer dollars goes to the Rothschilds. And even though the contracts have expired and everything a long time ago, you've filed them in the Hall of Records so many times, you know, the government still willingly send it.
So
Rothschild Bank in Switzerland.
So for anybody who's tuned in to this show and you're based in Ireland, you're wondering why the country is in such a state at the moment. Only 20% of the revenue collected by the Irish government goes to the country, and 80% goes offshore. So that's why. And obviously the prices of everything, like other countries, have all gone up, and people are just struggling left, right and centre with everything that's going on. So I think the Silent Circle, you know, the invite goes out to them to pay a visit to Ireland and obviously do what they need to do. It would be fantastic to see changes take place here in a positive way. Right, Richard wants to know, and again, I'm sure by the sound of this, Richard is new to this information. He said, when will the banks collapse and what should we do with the money, or with your money?
Okay. I do know that there's been Barclays. They have been to Barclays already. Monday/Tuesday is when their leadership goes into effect, as I understand it. So I would say, you know, the way the question is asked, it's like, when are they going to crash? Like it's an inevitable.
Yeah.
But that's basically because the order is broke. They don't know how to fix it. They've lied enough. Enough for me anyway. I don't know if enough for everybody. But they keep lying to all of their underlings, so to speak, who, you know, they can't keep the banks afloat. They can't keep the governments afloat. You know, there's been talk about a drawback from the Fed, which means any bank, which is every bank in the world, tier one, tier two, tier three, tier four banks, you know, they all are technically under the custody of the Federal Reserve, including your treasuries and the Bank of England. You know, if the Fed actually did that, they still don't have enough money to fix it. And the banks would have to give it up willingly, and the money would probably go right back to the bank that it left anyway in the first place. So do I think the banks are going to crash? No, I don't. If you feel uncomfortable, you know, this is also a personal choice. It's, you know, I cannot infringe on somebody else's sovereignty. So if you feel more comfortable and safer to have some cash on hand at home, then do it. If you feel comfortable having a combination of cash and silver and gold, then do it. You know, those are things that will always have value. But remember something, you know, the value of something is also dictated in the market by them. And you can't take it to your local store and spend it right now. You can't drop the bar of gold on the desk and get any food for it. So think about those types of things too. So when you're figuring out what to do with your money. But if you feel more comfortable in taking some money out of the bank and keeping it at home, you know, in a safe place, then you should do that. At least you can sleep better at night and not be panicking and not worrying. And then you have enough money to live. And if there ever was a crash, which I highly doubt is going to happen, I would say there are plenty of banks out there in the world that have liquidity. The tier two and tier three banks, which are typically your local institutions, tier three, tier four, your local institutions, your smaller institutions that may be nationwide and not global, not like your Barclays, your HSBCs, your, you know, your Wells Fargo's, your Bank of America's, your JP Morgan Chase, not those people, the smaller institutions.
What about the credit unions?
I would say.
What about the likes of the credit unions?
In America, credit unions actually all report to J.P. Morgan Chase, so they're under the custody of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what they do over here in Ireland. You know, I know they're tied into the Central Bank of Ireland. They recently, over the last few years, signed up to, you know, the rules and regulations of the Central Bank, but I'm not too sure whether what liquidity they would hold as a credit union as opposed to you know, dealing with one of the tier one, tier two banks.
Okay, well, think of the banking system like a wheel, you know, a wheel on a bicycle. You have all those spokes, you know. But when you get down into the center, you know, you have one core. That would have been the Federal Reserve in the past. And then if you go one layer out from the Fed and you drew a circle around the center circle, those would be your tier one banks. And now you go out further, and then you have your tier twos and your tier threes and your tier fours, but everybody is in somebody else's spoke. So it's on a downline, so to speak. And you know, certain banks may handle multiple institutions. That's the way that it's been. Now, electronically speaking, they are not connected anymore. So what they're doing is the Federal Reserve is actually sending people in, you know, saying you're insolvent. And they said, no, we're not insolvent. Our balance sheet is this and that. And they said, oh, you are now. And they go in and they take all their money. Mm. They force them to transfer. It's like, you know, at this point, Alan, you got to ask yourself, it's like, if I need to borrow money to get a car loan, maybe I should get it from the mafia because it's a heck of a lot better than doing it with these people, you know?
Yeah.
They're worse.
But the thing is, if you don't pay your the money back, or you have a problem paying, you don't wake up a horse's head beside you. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, the bank's rates are getting there, aren't they?
Oh well, they're getting up there. They're getting high. Well, okay. Listen, we've loads of questions to get through, so I'll try and fly through them and pick out the good ones. To answer now, obviously you talked about the funding, so you might as well deal with that and get that over with. An email from Simon was sent in, and he wants to know really what the situation is, because you mentioned obviously the funding over a period of time on UNN, and we've talked about the funding, and we had a quick chat about it before we went live, and I said, well, look, the funding will happen, I feel anyway, the funding will happen when it's meant to happen, when Source thinks it's the right time. And for now, we just crack on and do the work what we need to do, because, you know, if the little red hen principle applies. Is everybody just sitting around doing nothing going, well, I'm not going to do it, and I'm just going to sit here and wait for the funding to come? Surely these people should be up and doing things and trying to see what they can do while we're waiting for the time when the funding becomes available, rather than sit back and just waiting for the funding to come through. You know, and that's why I kind of penned the little red hen principle, because I can see a lot of people doing that. But what's the update on the funding, and how do you see that, Kim?
Well, as far as the deep state is concerned, and that you've got everything in there from GCHQ, NSA, you know, 15 different militaries like Murkoff and Monarch and other ones you haven't heard of, and agency people and the CIA. And, you know, I mean, we've managed to get to a point that these people do not have anything left in computers. Now, that is not to say that we haven't had some remnants of things that came from others that was brought here that affects quantum computing. You know, at some point in time, I'll do an entire show on just how we got here on the financial system, you know, and then maybe people will actually understand what quantum is. I mean, this is an organic quantum system. You don't just like go to your ATM and slide a card down, you know, Kim's backside and money comes out her mouth. It doesn't work that way. You know, I have to, you know, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of years of, you know, people that have much more superior technologies than we ever did, at least not us here in the public, you know, cleaning up that mess. I would say that by the time, with every light wave that comes in, things become cleaner and clearer and cleaner and clearer. And the lifting of the veils on the gateways in the last few days, last week, has made a huge difference in them being actually able to even affect anything. So even when some of these alternative AIs, and if you're on Telegram, you can see I put a list of the most current list at that time that I posted it of all of the AIs that were affecting your financial system, your telecommunication systems, your, you know, all of the above, you know, sending things through your computers and viruses, through your phones and, you know, all of a sudden you become sick. All those things were possible with these different types of AI. So a lot of that has gone away, which was very important, and in my opinion, just as important as money is to us here in 3D. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can't spend money after you're dead. So I figured, you know, which one, you know, we need to make sure this is done. Number two, in my opinion, based on everything I've seen happen, Source has a day and a time. You know, I'm glad that time wasn't told to me 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I'm glad it wasn't, because if I had, I would have been like, oh, come on now. Yeah. You know, just like you all think. I mean, I'm human just like you. I think the same thing sometimes, you know, like, oh, come the heck on. The NSA has got foggy bottom implants. Oh, you're kidding me. You know, and I do this all day long every day. And not just on the financial side. There's obviously a lot more to what we do here, but I feel that time is not very far away. You know, a couple of hours from now, I should have more information on that, and I'll report again on Monday on that. But, you know, I only know what I know. You know, and sometimes, like I said, I find out at the last second, oh, do this now. You know, oh, don't do that. You know, run, do this. And, you know, I'm doing the best that I can, I promise you. I'm not trying to starve the world out. I'm not in any way.
I understand that, and I know you're frustrated, because I know you get it from people an awful lot about the funding, and I know you want to just get on with it and have that holiday and have that break and say, right, my job's done, and then I'm off. And I get that. But in the meantime, I think people need to crack on and get work, you know, do something productive, and get involved, and maybe get involved in community projects or whatever you need to do, go and do it. And
well, and we're doing it. You know, we've built UNN. I mean, I remember when I got the download that day a few years ago, 3 years ago, almost to the day. It was actually at the very beginning of May. You need to start a news channel, and I'm like, well, how the heck do you expect me to do that? You know, I'm barely, you know, I'm at the time I was, you know, I was painting, I was doing odd jobs, I was trying to make, you know, just enough money to make ends meet, and you know, I still do that. but I, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, and I had to try to figure it out, and it's had its, you know, twists and turns and bumps and whatnot, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's Source's project. it's God's project. So, you know, whatever has to happen has to happen. And I do trust in the fact that, you know, if there's a person available to do this or person available to do that, you know, we ask for it. Mm. We go right to the source and ask, you know, we need a person that can do this, this, and this. And then Sonny shows up, mm. you know, or, you know, then we have real talk, and now we have several other wonderful people that have joined and started doing videos, and then there's a whole group of people behind the scenes now, you know, and slowly but surely, you know, as we've changed to the new app and done some new things, you know, we've been able to help people out here and there when we can, and you know, people are, you know, getting, even if it's just a little bit every month, you know, we're sharing the wealth amongst the people that work there, at least the best way we can, starting from the people that work full time on down, you know. So we've done something with nothing, and you know, just to prove to everyone it's possible. Alan, you do it too with Pay It Forward. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all doing it, you know, and some of the things that you can do for people don't cost money.
Yeah, true. I'm just a big believer of karma and helping out. Whether it's a small thing or, you know, a big thing that doesn't take, you know, money, it might just take energy. I'm a big believer of that because it's good energy. You know, it's just good energy helping out people. And the more we have people doing that, the better. And I just want to get to the questions, Kim, because I know I'm watching the time here and we have a few to get to.
Sure.
But this is a relevant question for what we're talking about. One of my Patreon subscribers who sent in a few questions, he said, how can someone with the passion for creative writing fit that passion into the restoration plan?
Oh, again, number one, we have a lot of stories that are going to need to be told. That's just one thing. Think about all the real history that's going to come out. How do we portray that to the public? You know, the stories, the movies, the, you know, we're going to need to recreate entertainment and do it right this time. There's plenty of things that we can do with someone who's a creative writer. Absolutely. The stories need to be told. Someone's going to need to tell them. Someone's going to need to write them. You know, someone's going to need to record them. Someone's going to need to do it. That's just one way. Obviously, the arts are an extremely important part of going forward. The frequencies from music, the writing, our entertainment, you know, has been so corrupted. You know, we need to change the things we do that make us happy. We also need to change the structure on how artists get paid. How do you need a label? Do you need this? Do you need that? You know, we really don't need any of that stuff. So let's fix it. So going forward, that's just a couple of things that I can think of off the top of my head for creative writing.
Brilliant. Okay. He says, acquaintances with Morgellons are still tracking live or active creatures under the microscope. Are these now being manifested by humanity, or are they still being produced by those wanting transhumanism?
You know, the question is where are you seeing it? Where are you seeing it? Mm. Like, are you seeing it on the internet? Do you know these people personally? Have you looked through the microscope? Mm. These are things I would ask myself first, because there is so much fear going out there, not only in the mainstream media, but also in the alternative media every single day.
Yeah.
You know, we're all going to die. We're all dying of something every single day. Here's my video out for you. You know, they're going to put this in the food and that in the food. They're spraying it in the air. You know, is Morgellons or was Morgellons a real thing? Yeah. Do we have a microscope, a regular microscope that will show what that actually is? You know, can you see etherical parasites on a microscope? Can you see that? I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, not probably a regular one, not one that the general public would have. But yes, it's a very real thing. From time to time, I would say that there's still been times where they would, you know, we would hit a dead man switch somewhere, and it's not the deep state doing it. This is these AI programs that came from elsewhere. They're not that sophisticated. you know, do they have mRNA? Sure, it's faulty. It doesn't work. It lasts 2 to 3 months in the body system. How much does it destroy the immune system? It has to break the blood-brain barrier. It has to be put into your bloodstream. You know, is it small enough to pass through the intestinal wall? I don't know. You know, so the fear about them putting it in the food, and then I look at the information that's out there, you know, and I'll say what I've told everybody else. How much time do you have in your day where you're not working, taking care of your family, doing things like yard work and cleaning and all the other stuff that we do with our days that are just part of our life? And then you're going to take that free time that you have and you're going to watch all of these horrible things before you go to bed, you know, or in the early in the morning when you're drinking your coffee. And that's all you can think about all day long. And yeah. Then you get itchy for no reason whatsoever. It's psychosomatic, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, totally.
What do you want to do with your time?
They push out the negative agenda all the time. And funny enough, a family member said to me, they were looking around the TV to see if there was anything to watch. And they said, why are all these programs negative? And I said, well, that's their agenda. I said, you find it very hard to get comedy and something uplifting and entertaining, but you'll get loads of negative stuff out there because that's what they do because they understand the frequency. But okay, so question from...
I end up watching like 80 old 80s movies and,
yeah,
you know, like Eddie Murphy, all those, you know, I watch a lot of that stuff sometimes when I'm looking for comedy because they just don't produce much of it anymore.
Oh yeah, totally. I'm the same. I there's a TV comedy program which they've stopped over in the UK. It's called Mock the Week. And for people who don't know it, go on YouTube and type in Mock the Week. It's brilliant. It's stand-up comedians coming up with it's just fun. It's funny, you know what I mean? And it's entertaining and it's good. And of course, I like my car shows as well. I like seeing the car. So I don't watch the kind of rubbish and the negative stuff and all that. I just kind of try and keep away from it. And I'd rather look at something like, as I say, more interesting and humor. Humor is always great anyway. Okay, he wants to know, does the Alpha system have control over 5G?
It's part of the telecommunications integration. We just finished building within the last few weeks, the key integrated media system, which is internet control and eventually telecommunications control. The problem is, it's the microwave mesh. That's the problem. That's the most harmful problem. Are they going to turn it into a bioweapon? No. Are most of the militaries in the world using 6G already? The answer to the question is yes. We have a problem with the way our satellite systems communicate with towers and the fibers. And a lot of that was, you know, a control mechanism unto itself because they needed to be able to control it. I actually have rolled out to a couple of governments that have asked me, what do you do, how do you fix it, and what's available right now on how to fix it. And we gave some options. None of these options involved the fiber that was laid by the CIA in 1978. All of this fiber, all of it runs on more of a Wi-Fi structure. So there's an interim structure that still utilizes a microwave mesh, and then there's a long-term structure that does not use a microwave mesh for communications with telephones. At some point in time, probably 30, 40 years from now, you won't need a cell phone anymore, and you'll be able to communicate with each other freely, globally, for free.
Brilliant. Looking forward to that, if we're still around, and kind of it brings us to the next question, really. And you said, has the Alpha system started to assist people in reversing the disease of old age?
We have worked actively thus far for number one. Firstly, we have worked on cellular regenerating programs as a part of what we've been doing. We have been counteracted a number of times by various AI systems. And then we find those, we destroy those, we fix the problem, and then, you know, something else comes up. So It's a combination of not only something that the alpha system can do, it's also another, you know, factor that works against that actively is the environment and the food. So we need to really start working on, that's something you can work on yourself as well, that will help things along, so that we don't have this aging process. And for those of us that are already, you know, up there, I don't know if we'll regress back 20 or 30 years, you know, but these things are certainly possible. But you got to remember, they also work in conjunction with extreme amounts of light and vibrations. So, you know, are you ready for that? You know, when that technology becomes available to you, are you ready for it? Mm. You know, what's your vibe like? How's your, you know, what kind of attitude do you have most of your day? I mean, that's going to affect whether or not you can utilize this technology. Then there are other things you can do immediately that will draw more of that healing energy into your body, such as colloidal gold is one that works wonderful to do that. There's loads of different things that you can do. And this is part of, and this goes right back to our first talk, Alan, about, you know, first thing we talked about was education. Educate yourself. Look at alternatives. You know, stop waiting for other people to do it for you. As Alan always says, you can do these things proactively. You can change your diet. You can take those, you know, Doritos and candy bars and corn syrup and all that stuff out of your diet, and that's going to help you tremendously. You know, you can do cleanses. You can do, you know, you can start juicing. You can do so many different things that will change everything. You know, oxidization of your skin and stuff is a very real thing. You need to oxidize your body. There are plenty of ways that you can do that, you know, with changes in your diet and eating certain foods every day. So, you know, yes, eventually down the road, those things will be available to you, hopefully, you know, in the near future, depending on how this situation evolves with the silent circle, because the silent circle would be key in making sure that those things become available. But remember, you know, that's why we put the, you know, the Wellness Wednesdays into our news, because it's so important. You know, we try to get people to start thinking of things you can do that don't really cost anything.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay, there's going to be, I'm just looking at the time and obviously questions. So, and there's duplicates of questions. One of them is, which systems still control the weather? And another question from Joe wants to know about the chemtrailing in Ireland, that it's getting ridiculous at this stage. And he follows your work and he just feels like Ireland is getting pounded. So basically, I suppose we have to touch base on the chemtrail side.
On the one side, as far as weather is concerned, they would like to. They would also like to create a giant earthquake in the Ring of Fire for the last 48 hours. They've been trying. Do they have the ability to do that? Not at this moment. If they ever do gain the ability to do that, we will immediately change it. Right now, I'm not seeing a whole lot of ability to control any weather on their side of it. You know, I will keep always looking. Typhoon Military is the one that would actually have been responsible for that task back at the day. Now, chemtrails. Ugh, don't get me started on chemtrails. Number one, they're made of many different things. Okay, so when you're doing a global search and you're using a detector, you have to know what you're detecting for. So we do know some of the things that they put in those chemicals some of the time. So when we can do that and we have time to run those searches, we can find sometimes their underground storage facilities. Next, the bio labs. These things were not produced in your normal everyday laboratory. They were, for example, in the Nazi underground tunnels under Brazil was one place that we have found. You know, Ukraine might have been another. You know, there were several locations in the world they were being produced, and then there are several locations, or many, many locations around the world where they're held. But you, if they, that chemical that you're searching for that you found in the last ones when you did an analysis is not the same chemical that's in the next batch that, that, you know, or that's in an underground storage facility that might have been produced 10 years earlier, you know, before they changed it, then you're not going to detect it until they start spraying it. And then you can try to figure out where they got it from. It's an ongoing battle, because it's poisoning our soil. It's poisoning our crops. It's poisoning our persons, you know, and I know that. As far as some of the other more lethal threats that are going on, you know, those definitely take priority. But I'm not going to say that it's, you know, and there are things you can do to detoxify your body from those chemtrails and those heavy metals. You know, I'm a big fan of heavy metal detox smoothies. Drink them all the time. I'm also a big fan of pine parts, pine part tea, and a lot of other things that you can do to detox that stuff out of your body. So, yes, it's a huge problem, and it's like playing whack-a-mole, and it's very frustrating. Mm.
I know you've been frustrated with the chemtrail thing, and I know Harry Rhodes and his team are trying to do what they can. I mean, we have the HARP technology which they use, and I know Harry, as I say, I see his team all the time talking to each other and putting the translators up, trying to make a difference to the weather and what's going on. So I know his team are doing their best they can with the resources that they have. And it's like, as you say, whack-a-mole. But look, in time, maybe the Silent Circle, maybe they can find something out, or maybe something can go on there. Because I think, in all honesty, when people start seeing no more chemtrails, that will be the big positive to say things are shifting in a positive way.
You know what, Alan? You would say that right now. And I promise you, there'll be no more chemtrails one day. There will be. And then somebody will say, well, you know, we don't have enough rain in my area. Or, you know, that you could give them $1 billion and they'd say, well, these bills are in the wrong denomination. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's always going to be that guy. That lady. There's always going to be that person.
There's always going to be a person that will have a problem for every solution, won't they? They'll always have it. Yes. They'll always moan. They'll always complain. They won't think, because it's easier to give an actual opinion because it takes less energy of thinking time rather than actually thinking about the solution or what needs to be said. And I go back to human nature and psychology again, because it keeps going back to that over and over again. Yes, there are people who will just give their opinion, not think about, well, what could it be? What could be the solution? Well, I'm not going to bother to think. I'm too lazy. I'll just ask the question. I'll give my opinion, or I'll make an assumption. I know. I mean, yeah, it does look, there's always going to be them people, isn't there?
And the worst ones are the ones that try to beat their opinion into your brain. And if you don't take it, they will continue to beat you for months on end with their opinion of things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fun and games. But look, you're always going to get them people. What can I do? What can we do about that? I mean, again, education, whether they want to change, because even to change, to try and change your mind and get them to think in a different way takes time and energy. And, you know, givers and takers. I talked to Sunny about that on the Real Talk last week on the interview about givers and takers, because takers want to use less energy. And it's just the nature of, you know, the way things are. Maybe that will change over time. Okay, let's have a look.
Yeah.
Let's have a look what else and see what we have here. Right, Joan wants to know, question. To all the change that is happening to humans, all about us learning to understand the power of our brain for healing and so much more, is that where the real truth and ascension will occur in our brain?
It truly is a mind, body, and soul connection. You know, it's your relationship and your ability to connect to the Creator. And that is where the information is. That is where the ascension is. That is when you draw that light into your body, you know, and have as much of it as possible to remove the dis-ease. It's also your own attitude towards things, you know. Things happen to people all the time, you know. Bad things happen to good people, so to speak, but it's how you deal with it. It's, you know, oh, okay, well, this happened, you know, let's fix it and let's move on. Or, you know, do you sit there and, you know, complain about it to your friends, you know, every day?
Yeah. Well, I'd say, you know, and I've said this before on the show, Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about the study of epidemiology, which has only been recently discussed and looked into. And he said you can't be positive and negative at the same time. You're either one or the other. So it depends on how you see life. Do you see the glass half full or half empty? And that will determine how you see things and perceive things and your belief systems and how you make assumptions on things. It's how you... what your belief systems are based on. And again, it's human nature. And again, I go back to the whole idea, and I said that the sooner you think about the whole, how police, you know, will interview 10 people and get a statement off them because they look for the common denominator, because people will embellish stories or they'll view something based on their belief system. And we have to be aware of that, as you know, when we're going forward. As I say, I've seen negative comments about people, and I look at them and think, well, that person has done no research whatsoever, didn't look at the information, but they've just formed an opinion because they couldn't be bothered or made an assumption. So, I mean, this is why I push the... Not, well, I won't say push is the bad word. I'm trying to get people to start thinking on the psychology side of who we are in human nature, because it tends to always go back to that. It doesn't matter whether the moon's made of cheese or not. It doesn't matter. Focus on the human nature, you know? And one of the questions here, which I suppose we have to talk about, because people are concerned about this, about the digital currencies. These, you know, the Bank of England, are talking about the CBDCs and all that stuff. So you might as well quickly touch base on that and tell us what the plan of attack is there. Because I know you mentioned that they really don't have the infrastructure to do that anyway.
They don't. They don't have the infrastructure to do it, even in their country. So even if you were just to say, okay, it's going to be an internal currency for UK, right? Just the island, you know, or Ireland, you know, Scotland and England, right? Let's just say they don't even have the infrastructure to run the amount of transactions that need to be, you know, every time you go to the store and swipe that card, that's a transaction. Every time you get a credit back, buy something online. How many people buy how many things every single day? You know, think about it. Hmm. Blockchain is not going to handle that. I mean, even internally. I mean, China's tried to launch it. It lasted 7 minutes. You know, within under 10 minutes, you know, the whole country, the whole thing crashed. You know, and that was just on a beta test. So probably wasn't even half the population, you know, using it at the time. I know the U.S. tried. It's been about 4 minutes. We keep telling them, you know, they can't do it. They've filed that agreement in the Hall of Records. I don't know how many times. For the love of God, I'm so sick of seeing either central bank digital currency or control of currency or this or that. You know, they submit over and over and over again. I finally, last week started rejecting them, saying rejected by Kimberly A. Gogan. I thought, well, maybe they think there's like an alien race over here or something that is their friend, you know, so maybe if I reject it with my name, you know, they'll stop. You know, I even sent along notes, please stop submitting this. You know, they don't have, there's no way without a quantum system, a true quantum system, not like Google's type quantum or Watson or one of those, you know, there's no way. You okay. know, there's no way for the globe, the entire world to go to digital currencies at this moment, number one. I mean, number two, anytime you see something – okay, so here's how I just have to stop for a quick second, Alan, and just give you a little overview of why they do it.
Okay.
Okay, so we know that the alt media was created by the agencies just as the media was. Mm. They still try to control it. So as people gain popularity, the agencies try to control you. I have had this happen to me with UNN. Absolutely not. Do you need help with your channel? We can provide you with funding. We can do this. We can do that. No, I don't need any help. I'm good. You know, subscribe. but on an overview level, okay, you are extremely powerful. Unless you give your power away, then you have less power than you had 5 minutes before. Every time you watch one of these videos and focus on it, whether it's in fear or it's out of happiness and joy, you know, you are giving some of your power away. You're giving your, and you're putting your, and you're giving your energy. Okay. Money is a form of energy as well. Yes. But you're giving your energy. And every time, you know, if you watch the right stuff, it actually gives you some positive energy and, you know, back. Like we were talking about old movies that are funny, you know, we find funny. When you watch this stuff, you're giving your power away to this, because now not only did you watch this video for an hour, whatever it is, now you're going to think about it half the night. You're probably talking with your friends about it. And then before you know it, at least 3 hours out of your day, your consciousness is collectively joining with other people who believe this is going to happen, whether they want it to happen or not. And now you're all focused on it happening. Because the universe does not understand the words not, don't, I don't want, you know, they doesn't understand that. So you're giving that power to the deep state to do what they want to do, which in a, when they had the other electronic system, the Omega and the Chronos systems, ETAL, that would have actually triggered an event to happen. You know, I hope there's not another earthquake, you know, and then everybody, we're all going to die. Nibiru's going to crash into the planet. The earth is flat. The earth is round. You know, all of these are narratives that were created by them. Just remember that when you're watching these videos.
Definitely. Well, look, we've reached that time, Kim, but one thing I just want to say, and I know you'll confirm this as well. You don't see yourself as a savior. You don't want anybody seeing you as a savior. You want everybody empowering themselves to get up and do what needs to be done and help out. And don't be waiting for the savior program, because there's nobody there to save you. We save ourselves and that's it. Can we just confirm that? Because I know people have this kind of glass-eyed kind of approach to what you're doing because of the role that you have. But I know you always say on UNN, look, you know, I have a job to do. I'm trying to get the job done. But everybody has to stand in their own power and get things done themselves as well.
Yes. You know, I am not the savior by any means. I am one human, you know, who came here to do a job. And I am completing my mission. Will I still be here for a while? Yeah, sure. I hope so. You know, probably as long as I want to be, I guess. But, you know, you are as, let's just say that above all of the etherical implants and the planes of existence and all of this stuff, I still had that connection when I got here. You will reestablish that connection and you will be able to do all of the things that I can do. And more. So you are that person, and you have no idea what you're capable of. You hear stories about mothers that have lifted a car all by themselves off their child, you know, who got run over or was stuck under the car. You know, you can do all of these things. You literally, the average person uses somewhere between 10 to 15% of their brain. Their brain also limits their physical capabilities, because that is how it was designed for you. Once you start using 20% and 30% and 40% and 50% and 60% and sometimes even more when you're in fight or flight mode, you will be amazed at what you can achieve. So get ready, because it's coming. You know, if I had to say one more thing before we go, make sure to leave a little room in your cup for something new, whatever that is that's new, trying something new, trying a different diet, trying different exercise, trying different things, just to get yourself ready, because we're going to change the world and we're going to do it together.
And these energies that are hitting the planet, this light wave that you mentioned, this is all happening and coming in. Is that why people are feeling the way they're feeling? Because of all these energies, their bodies are just getting acclimatized to them?
You know, it's happened steadily over time. You know, just like with anything, you know, too much, too fast, too soon can actually have an adverse effect. So, yes, every time we get a light wave, every time we clear out dark essence, every time we clear out all of this stuff that affects and blocks you from being able to do that, you start feeling more and more of the effects. So if you start getting a buzz, probably about an hour from now after this show goes off the air, you'll know why, because it's already started. You know, it creeps up and then it peaks and it makes those changes, and some of them are permanent and some of them are just like, getting a rush, a rush of air, and then,
Well, I look forward to the energy changes. That's all I'll say. Bring it on. I think people will benefit from it. I'd like to say a big thank you, Kim, for coming on the show. This is the last official weekly show. The next show will be on the 28th May, because I'm moving off to Rumble. But Kim, before I let you go, I'm not going to let you go. I'll finish up the show, but give out all your details there of UNN and any links that you want to give out so people can pop over and have a look at the website and maybe subscribe and find out what the real news is.
Okay. Our website is unitednetwork.news .tv. We changed it. unitednetwork.tv. We also have unitednetwork.news, which is now our written news that we change usually Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. We do the news 3 days a week right now. We're ramping up to hopefully 5 days a week in the near future and eventually 24 hours, and we have a plan in place to do that. We put out many other shows as well on the channel. We have Manifest Your Desires. We have Your Consciousness, You and Your Consciousness. We have a little bit. I've started doing Real History. Haven't finished it yet. Obviously, I've only got one of those out. But we have other health and wellness shows that go out weekly as well. We have Real Talk, which you were on, Alan. So there's a lot to see there. We're also in the Apple Store, Android Store, Roku, Amazon. You can find us pretty much and just about any Android TV, so we're definitely out there, as well as far as apps. We do have Telegram channels. They are called, they're under CARE, the Center for Amity and Restoration of Earth is what CARE stands for. It's a CARE General channel. We also have a United Network News Telegram channel as well. That's updated every day.
Brilliant stuff. Fantastic. Okay, Kim, just stay with me there. I'm just going to finish up and give out a few details for people just as a reminder. As I said, the next show for Sunday is the 28th May, so I'm going to be going monthly the last Sunday in every month for the foreseeable future anyway, for the next few months. I'm going to be doing more interviews on Rumble. I've already posted up two more interviews. I interviewed Blossom Goodchild in Australia, and I interviewed Aisling O'Loughlin, who's a mainstream media TV journalist who's not involved anymore, and she's woke up to what's going on. Check that out. I had a great chat with Aisling. And, that's on the Rumble channel. Go over to rumble.com, type in Circle of White Light Radio, and you'll find me over there. And if you like it, subscribe, click the link and all that kind of stuff. If you want to support the Pay It Forward appeal and help out each month, I do a donation to a worthy cause, a charity or a group, and maybe an individual that might be struggling, something like that. Please do support as much as you can. That'd be fantastic. Even if it's only $1, €1, £1, it doesn't matter. It all helps go towards the donation there. So it'd be much appreciated if you can do that. So I'd love to say, normally at this time, I normally say, and on the show next week, but there won't be a next week. It'll be the 28th of May. I don't know who's going to be on. I might do a pre-record because I know some people don't go over to Rumble and they don't sign in and they don't really have anything to do with Rumble. So I might play the interview I did with Blossom and the interview I did with Aisling on my show. For the 28th. We'll see what happens. I don't know, because I've more interviews coming anyway, so I'll keep everybody posted. But as Kim said, pop over to UNN, check it out, and get the real news. I hope you have a great week. It's a bank holiday weekend. I hope the weather's good for you tomorrow and during the week. Take care, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll catch you on the 28th. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.